What about if they just had one black grandparent? Would you know?
No, I don't.
Did you have black people living on your farm when you grew up?
Well, I was, I guess I was practically grown before we had any black people. We ran to white people. Daddy had two tenant houses and,
What would a black person with especially light colored skin be called? Have you?
Mulatto.
If white people weren't well off and didn't have a chance and they were shiftless and lazy, what might you say about them? What might you call them?
Well, some of them call them vagrants. And,
anything else?
I've heard them called poor white trash.
Yeah, I've heard that too. What do the niggers call them, do you know? The poor whites.
No, I don't.
If somebody lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways and it's kind of conspicuous when he gets to town, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways, I'm just an old, what might he say?
Country boy.
Have you ever heard of hayseed?
Yeah.
Cracker or swamp angel, mossback, countryman. Any of those, have you heard of those?
Yes, I've heard several of them.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready to go so that you can go out with him and he calls you and says, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
a minute.
You know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. And you ask somebody, if you're not sure of the distance,
how far?
All right, if you're pointing out something nearby, you say, ooh.
Right over there.
Or
yonder.
And you might, but you're telling them to do what? To look. Would you say look? Look, if you were using look, would you say it any differently?
Well, if it's close enough to where they can see, I'd say look.
Mm-hmm. If you want to know how many times you say, how, what do you go to town? How
often do you go to town?
All right, you agree with a friend and he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say, instead of saying, I'm not going to vote for that guy, you'd say, I'm
not either.
Now we're going to do parts of the body. What is this?
Parts of the body.
Of the body.
Oh, parts of the body, well.
That we know. What's this?
That's my your head.
But this part?
Forehead.
Right. All right, what about this? I don't have
that's hair.
And if it grows down here?
It's whiskers.
In other words, we say somebody has a... Shaq has a...
Beard?
This is my what?
Ear.
What size?
Your left ear.
And this is?
Right ear.
And this?
Nose.
No, this one right here.
Mouth.
And right here?
That's your neck.
Anything else you might call? Throat. In other words, throat. I guess throat really would be on the inside though.
Well.
Alright, you have a dentist look at your what?
Teeth.
And then around the teeth, the flesh is that holds your teeth, around your teeth is called
gums.
And the inside of your hand is the
palm.
And when you close your hand, you make a
fist.
And where you bend, it's called a
elbow.
Or another. When any two bones come together and bend, it's called a